Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping held a meeting in 6 years in South Korea this morning. No announcements made. Trump orders resumption of nuclear weapons testing. 28 people killed in Caribbean during destruction brought by Hurricane Melissa. And ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India to take on Australia in the second semi-final in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. US President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held the first face-to-face meeting in 6 years at Gimpei International Airport on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Summit in Busan, South Korea this morning. Talks have concluded, but neither side has made any announcements. Both leaders held talks for about 1 hour and 40 minutes. Trump had previously said the meeting could last 4 hours. The president has not yet spoken to reporters or offered any reaction to the meeting. Mr. Trump bade farewell to South Korea as he boarded Air Force One. Earlier, Trump praised President Xi as the great leader of a great country and said he thought the two were going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time, while the Chinese leader said it was a great pleasure to see Trump after many years. Both leaders were accompanied by 6 high-level officials. Xi's lengthy remarks were cordial, and notably, he referred to the talks that had taken place between the two negotiating teams in Malaysia and said they had been fruitful. The last time these two leaders met was back in 2019, during Trump's first term, and this is the first time they're meeting in Trump's second term. Dozens of people have been killed in destruction brought by Hurricane Melissa in the Caribbean. Melissa hit Jamaica yesterday as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record, caused major damage to public infrastructure, and left most of the island without power. Here is a report.
28 people have lost lives in destruction brought by Hurricane Melissa in the Caribbean. Melissa is now passing through the Bahamas as a Category 1 hurricane after making landfall in Cuba this morning. Cuba suffered significant damage from the storm and around 1,40,000 people were cut off by rising river levels. Melissa hit Jamaica yesterday as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record, caused major damage to public infrastructure and left most of the island without power. The full extent of the devastation is unclear, with some areas inaccessible. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the damage is heartbreaking and one town he toured had been completely destroyed. But he added that the spirit of the population remains unbroken. As many as 20 people died in Haiti after a river flooded by Melissa burst its banks, the local mayor said. 4 bodies were recovered in Jamaica's badly hit St. Elizabeth Parish and another 3 died on the island during storm preparations. 1 person died in the Dominican Republic. Vaibhav J. Srivastav for World News.
The death toll from a massive police operation in Brazil's Rio de Janeiro has risen to 121, including 4 police officers, according to figures by state authorities yesterday. The raid, which began Tuesday, mobilized about 2,500 civil and military police officers in a large-scale crackdown against the Red Command, one of Brazil's most powerful criminal organizations. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. With the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, scheduled to be held from the 20th to the 28th of November 2025 at Panaji in Goa, registrations are now exclusively open for media persons. According to an official press release, accredited media professionals will have exclusive access to film screenings, panel discussions, masterclasses, and networking sessions with eminent filmmakers and artists from across the globe. Additionally, the Film and Television Institute of India will conduct a film appreciation course on the 18th of November 2025 exclusively for accredited media persons. All interested media professionals can register as media delegates through the official portal. Detailed eligibility criteria and documentation guidelines are available on the accreditation website. For any assistance or queries, journalists may contact the PIB IFE Media Support Desk at ife.mediadesk@pib.gov.in. The last date for registration is the 5th of next month. US President Donald Trump has instructed the Department of Defense, now known as Department of War, to begin testing nuclear weapons at a level equal to China and Russia. In a Truth Social post, Trump said that because of other countries' testing programs, he has instructed the department to start testing of nuclear weapons that will begin immediately. The post came less than an hour before President Trump was set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in South Korea this morning in an effort to come to a trade war truce. The meeting is the first between the two since 2019. Mr. Trump's decision also came on the heels of Russian President Vladimir Putin saying on Sunday that Russia had successfully tested its unique nuclear-capable Burevestnik cruise missile, which the Kremlin described as part of efforts to ensure the country's national security. The last nuclear test by the US, codenamed Divider, was carried out on 23rd of September 1992. Then President George H.W. Bush announced a moratorium on underground nuclear testing that same year. The Sudanese government said that more than 2,000 civilians have been killed by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, in Western Sudan's El Fasher since it entered the city on Sunday. During the press conference in Port Sudan, Mona Nur Al-Daim, Sudan's Deputy Commissioner of Humanitarian Aid, condemned the act as genocide against unarmed civilians. She said the RSF has executed patients and the wounded in hospitals and hunted fleeing civilians, with many victims subjected to sexual violence. The Sudan Founding Alliance, a coalition that includes the RSF, several armed movements, political parties, and civil society forces, has denied any violence against civilians in El Fasher. The war between the Sudan Armed Forces and the RSF, now in its third year, has killed tens of thousands, displaced millions, and left much of the country on the brink of famine. The US Federal Reserve has lowered the target for its key lending rate by 0.25 percentage points, putting it in a range of 3.75% to 4%. The central bank pushed forward with an interest rate cut as inflation fears continue to take a backseat to concerns about a stalling labor market. The Fed's latest cut brings the target for its key lending rate down to its lowest level in 3 years, easing borrowing costs across the US. It came despite the US government shutdown nearing its 1 month mark, which delayed official data and left central bankers flying blind about the job market, economists said. The Fed last month had cut interest rates for the first time since last December. Economists expected the move to jumpstart further reductions, but the data drought means the trajectory for future cuts looks murky. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India will face Australia in the second semi-final at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Indian time. Akashwani will broadcast live commentary of the encounter in both English and Hindi from 2:30 p.m. till the end of day. End of play, rather. Earlier, South Africa secured a place in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup final after a commanding 125-run victory over England. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping held a meeting in 6 years in South Korea this morning. No announcement was made. Trump orders resumption of nuclear weapons testing. 28 people killed in Caribbean during destruction brought by Hurricane Melissa. And an ice cream is only a one cut in Australia in the second time semi-final in the morning this afternoon. And that is the end of this meeting.